Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Tuesday, November 21st, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Suing the left. Military overshoot. And congratulations to a new record holder. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Joe Biden is now 81 years old, the oldest commander in chief in U.S. history. If he is reelected, he will be 82 at the start of his next term and 86 when it ends. He's always been gaffe prone, to put it nicely, but it's way worse, obviously. Three quarters of Americans said Biden was too old to run for president. A poll in New Hampshire, which is the first primary state for the Democrats, 56% of likely Democrat voters said age was their primary concern. The Texas Attorney General, fresh off beating impeachment charges in his home state of Texas, is starting an investigation against Media Matters for potentially fraudulent activity. All right, so what's happening here? Media Matters is a far-left group. They've been leading boycotts for many years against anything conservative. And their latest attack is against Twitter, X, and Elon Musk. They told advertisers that their ads appear next to, quote, white nationalist hashtags. Musk said this misled the advertisers, causing them to leave. And he said he will attack the watchdog group, Media Matters, with a thermonuclear lawsuit. Enter the Attorney General of Texas. He said, "We are examining the issue closely to ensure that the public has not been deceived by the schemes of radical left-wing organizations who would like nothing more than to limit freedom by reducing participation in the public square." A military aircraft overshot the runway and landed in the bay. This was in Hawaii, 2 p.m. on Monday. Large military aircraft missed that runway. Nine service members were aboard. All of them were uninjured and swam ashore. Congratulations to Megan Cortez Fields, breaking school records left and right on the women's team, just dominating performances. This is at a college in New Jersey. The thing is, Megan is a man. This guy swam on the men's team for 3 years, then moved to the women's team this year as a senior, inspired by Leah Thomas. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, ordinarily, if something happens that might change a presidential race, the news agencies would cover the story aggressively. But this is America, and the corporate media is incredibly corrupt, so that is not happening. As I wrote in a column on BillO'Reilly.com, Senator Joe Manchin is teasing a third-party run against Joe Biden and Donald Trump. If that happens, and it might, say goodbye to President Biden. And that's why there is little media coverage. The national press continues to favor Biden because it despises Trump more than anything. Manchin could help the former president get back to the Oval Office. Therefore, he must be ignored and down the road, attacked. Now, according to polls, most Democrats want a challenger to Joe Biden. Presto, Joe Manchin. He's a moderate Democrat who well understands the havoc the Biden administration has wreaked. He'd get some votes from former Biden supporters, plus the Republican Never Trump crew. But the Never Trumpers are a small part of the GOP, heavily outnumbered by the Dem Joe has to go crowd. The math could give Mr. Trump a significant advantage, but you will not likely hear that from the corrupt media. It will be Joe Biden or bust from them. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. Jerry, Manchin is establishment to the core. He will not do anything. And the people of West Virginia saw that clearly. Jerry, another Jerry. This is Jerry R. The first one was Jerry B. Both concierge members. What a coincidence. Manchin understands Trump did well on policy. Why doesn't everybody understand it? Because I don't want to understand it, Jerry. People believe what they want to believe, period. They don't want to think that Trump did well in policy. Phil Lopresti, Garden City, New York. I disagree with your assessment, O'Reilly, that Trump should run on his achievements instead of the Avenger. Country's different today, doesn't care about what he's done. His supporters and potential supporters only care what he might do. Okay, he's not going to get independent votes running as an Avenger. He needs him to win. That's it. Carrera, excellent assessment in your column. However, I would suggest that Joe Manchin has always been a teaser. That's how he gets attention. It's the only game he's got. Maybe, absolutely could happen. Mary Lou Renkley, Denton, Texas, north of Dallas. I voted twice for Trump, but will not do it again. He is in for revenge and will spend the next 4 years getting even. I don't want that. Okay. I mean, there's a lot of emotion about Donald Trump. Richard Middleman, Pasadena, California. Biden will be 81. I will be 81. I'm tired of hearing that age is a problem. Biden is a fool. Has been for a long time. Even Robert Gates, Obama's Secretary of Defense, has said more than once that Biden was wrong on nearly every major foreign policy issue. It's true. But he's, in addition to being a fool, and in some cases he is, no doubt about it, like the border, he's impaired. All you got to do is put Biden up against me, one-on-one interview. Come on. You'd have to break it up on humanity grounds. In a moment, something you might not know. Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming, might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt, a billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. Please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Now, the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 92 years ago today, the most popular horror movie of all time was released in theaters. The film spawned 22 sequels, dozens of books, even a children's breakfast cereal. Here is the story of Frankenstein. 20-year-old author Mary Shelley published the book in 1818. She conjured up the monster as part of a dare. While staying at a Swiss mansion, Shelley and a group of friends held a contest. Who could write the scariest story? Well, at midnight, Mary Shelley revealed the plot of Frankenstein, a cautionary tale about the dangers of playing God. The ambitious doctor, hell-bent on defying death, creates a human life by robbing graves and assembling body parts back together. The book was a global smash hit, later adapted to the theater and eventually became a movie script. On November 21st, 1931, Universal Studios released Frankenstein, starring Boris Karloff as the creature. Audiences were terrified, wrote the New York Times, quote, "There is no denying that it is far and away the most effective thing of its kind. Beside it, Dracula is tame and quite boring." For the next 30 years, Boris Karloff played the monster in a dozen sequels, including Bride of Frankenstein, Son of Frankenstein, Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman, The Ghost of Frankenstein, but there is no truth to the rumor that Frankenstein Meets Joe Biden is in development. Boris Karloff died in 1969 at the age of 81. And here's something else you might not know. The monster is not just popular during Halloween. He's also the most successful commercial character in history. Frankenstein's creation has appeared in ads for Volkswagen, Pepsi, Hershey, Chevrolet, Radio Shack, even a heartburn medication. Fans of Frankenstein will not have to wait long for his next appearance. A reboot of the horror classic will be released on Netflix in October. Back after this. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.